Hello, and welcome back to the B-Movie Podcast. Ladies and gents, I'm your host, Adam Kautzer, and as you can tell, we got a standing room only. We've got some extra content. I promise you guys that we'd be looking at, we'd be having some standing room onlys throughout the month, just sprinkling some additional content in here for you for the month of October to give you even more shit to talk, to listen to, just because we love you that much. So that these 10 minute only, these are going to be like 10 minutes at most, just kind of brief run throughs of things that we've seen that are maybe horror based, maybe not horror based. Like today we're looking at the, Beyond Fest, opening night film Brawl in Cell Block 99, directed by S. Craig Zahler, whose first film, Bone Tomahawk, was what we opened our podcast with. So it's only fitting that we'd cover this in some form or fashion, because it's actually being released as we're going to be releasing this a couple of days before the film is released in theaters. So we just wanted to talk about it, just tell you how badass and fucking brutal this film is. Okay. Directed by Craig S. Zahler, and starring Vince Vaughn, Don Johnson, Udo Kier, Jennifer Carpenter, and just a host of badass motor scooters that are in Vince Vaughn's way of getting whatever he needs accomplished, and him just fucking up those dudes. So this movie, wow. This fucking movie is everything you'd want in a second film. No sophomore jinx here for Zahler. It's straight up amazing, brutal action film. And it's like brutal in the way that it goes to those horror tropes and those horror visuals like Bone Tomahawk did. This is like, I was describing it to somebody. I'm like, this is if Gaspar Noé decided that he wanted to make an action film, but make like a fisticuffs action film, I'd hate to say Van Damme, because that's lowering the expectation. This is so not that, but it's literally like if Gaspar Noé decided to direct an action film right after Irreversible. It is that kind of level of violence that is in this movie. You see heads being popped, like literally stomped on, and the brains shoot out. You see guys getting their face literally torn off, a decapitation into a shitter. I shit you not, guys. This movie fucking delivers. But it's also, I will be honest with you, this movie is a fucking hardcore movie. You don't, like, this is only for, I don't want people going into this movie thinking, oh yeah, it's not that bad. And then all of a sudden they just unleashed with this brutality. There's brutality in this movie. If it is R-rated, which I can't remember what the film is rated, it earned its R rating. And in fact, it kind of got away with some really great stuff. But for horror fans and horror fans that like action films, they're going to love it. This movie is more than just that, but it feels like what people attempt to do a lot, which is making a lo-fi 70s era inspired, something that Don Siegel would have done or Walter Hill. I mean, it's that kind of like impact on this film. And we can't forget about the cast here. Specifically, I want to talk about two people, Vince Vaughn and Don Johnson. Vince Vaughn is, I mean, he's not to me, but I think to a lot of people here, he's going to be a revelation. I called this back with True Detective Season 2. And if you don't believe me, you can go ahead and look at Scott Phillips and I's podcast on True Detective Season 2 called West of Galveston. It's on filmdispenser.com. And I said that Vaughn, after Season 2 of True Detective, he really deserved a rebooted career where he could be a more serious-minded actor or get into some really interesting projects. And here is the proof. Like, he is playing, like, as Bradley Thomas, the guy who's the brawler of a brawl in Cell Block 99, it is, he's part Robert Mitchum and part Burt Lancaster in this film. But we're talking like when those two actors were in their 50s, like in their 40s and 50s, that kind of gruff and tough persona that both of those have. Vince Vaughn has it here. I mean, he, whatever you think of him, within the first, I don't know, within the first 10 minutes, it all goes out the window. And all you see is his characterization of Bradley and what Bradley is trying to do and how you're going to follow this guy, even though he's neither good nor bad. He's in this gray area and he does a lot of morally questionable things. You always stay with him. And I think that that's the brilliance of both Zoller and of Vince Vaughn. I'm kind of loving this new Vince Vaughn. He's the one really great thing in Hacksaw Ridge. I just recently saw Hacksaw Ridge, and he is the one really, really great thing in that movie. And again, it's like Mitchum or Burt Lancaster, and it just like he has this kind of it has that kind of feeling, this like big lumbering man, but he's a man. I mean, he's not like some like waify little shithead. He's fucking big, imposing, and he's doing everything that he needs to do. It's a hell of a fucking performance, that manages to be serious minded, but he has these moments of levity. I wouldn't call them comedy. They're more levity than anything else. And you sit there and watch this movie and he makes you laugh. He upsets you, and he even gets you all choked up. There's a few moments where, like, you know, the movie changes and transmorphs into something else, and it delivers. Like, it does a lot in this movie. There's a lot that gets done in this movie, and I can see how people are going to find this an emotionally and mentally exhausting movie to watch, but man, is it worth it. Man, that 2 hour and 10 minute runtime fucking blasts you into the back of your seat and keeps you there for that entire running time. And helping Vaughn along the way is another man that I just fucking love. And I've got to send a shout out to him for a couple of minutes, which is Don Johnson as the warden. And Johnson, this is Don Johnson 3.0. I mean, because like the first iteration of Don Johnson was Miami Vice and in the 80s and into the 90s. Don Johnson 2.0 was in the 90s and early 2000s, Nash Bridges. And now we've got Don Johnson 3, which is, you know, indie and genre filmmakers revering the man because they grew up with watching him and giving him roles that are appropriate to that reverence. I mean, I think of Jim Mickle's amazing Cold in July and the role that Johnson was given there, or Quentin Tarantino casting him in Django. And here it's no different. He's given a role that is reverential to him, that respects him and where he has gone, and given him a needy role. And that's what I mean by reverential. And actually pushes him to do great fucking work here. I mean, some of the biggest laughs in a movie that is littered appropriately with laughter. This movie uses its laughter as like weaponized, as weaponized mines or things to use to get you that pressure valve, just as much as its violence is used in the same kind of manner. And Johnson here is brilliant, just brilliant. And I cannot wait until these two guys get together again and they're with Zoller on his third film, Dragged Across Concrete. But there's this wider story that kind of gives this film like an emotional through line, which I shouldn't have been surprised, but I was pleasantly surprised by that, because I think what makes Bone Tomahawk, Zoller's first film, so resonant and so like it stayed with me for as long as it's had is because there's a heavy component of like characterization that works, and there's this emotional through line in this movie, and it's the same with Brawl. Brawl has a very firm hand or firm foot planted in both the action genre and a drama, and I think that they don't meet, but that's not a bad thing because they do intersect and they do cross, but it's only when it's needed. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes of just amazing grindhouse exploitation, B-level, like crime, prison brutality. And it's done with a ample amount of humor where you're going to be laughing as much as you're going to be going, fuck. I mean, because that's what I did. I mean, I'd be laughing and then all of a sudden something would happen and come up and you go, fuck. Because Zoller just knows how to work a crowd. He knows how to work the audience. And I like that feeling. And I hope that, like, if you guys are listening to that the B-Movie podcast, you like that feeling too of being in being controlled by somebody who just knows how to use cinema as a weapon, but as a weapon for your entertainment. And I know that even sounds equally weird, but when you watch this movie, you'll notice how much control Zoller has over your reactions, because he knows how to work. He knows how to work that. And that's where I'm going to make my bid. Don't wait for VOD on this one. Don't wait for the Blu-ray release. See this one in the theater, guys. This one demands to be seen in the theater. I really hope that a lot of people go see this movie. I know that it's not being promoted a lot, but, and I know it's coming out soon, but I really hope that this thing gets out, word of mouth gets out to this one, and it becomes a decent hit for the people that are releasing it. This was actually produced by Dallas Sonner, who was on our podcast over the summer, and he'd actually talked about that. I would definitely recommend you going back to the podcast where we had him on, and we had this 2-hour Q&A with him, which was great. And everything that he talked about in that podcast about Brawl, the movie delivered on. Like, everything that he talked about, like, it was there. It was as good as you could possibly expect a film like this to be. I mean, just, it's great. So, with that, guys, we'll be back. We'll be back to our normal programming. But again, just watch out for these standing room onlys. They're going to be around. Like I said, they're not going to be too long. They're only going to be like about 10 minutes at most. But we just want to kind of give you some extra content, give you some extra recommendations that couldn't fit into double features or shouldn't fit into double features. Because Brawl deserves to be seen, but I'm not going to... I just couldn't fit it into the schedule. So we wanted to have a conversation about it. This might be one of those exceptions to the rules where we actually do a full-on podcast about it, because there's a lot to unpack on that on this movie once people have seen it, beyond the people that have seen it at Fantastic Fest and Beyond Fest, and you guys to have accessibility to it. This is more of like getting you hyped. I'm your fucking hype man for this shit, and I'm saying you go see this shit and you will not be disappointed.